This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I want to get going because I keep you here too long, but you know all what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and you know what I know what you're doing. Let me close with this.
In case you're wondering what that was, it is the ramblings of a demented clown.
I don't want to get going because I keep you here too long because you all know what I'm about to, what I've said, and you know what I've done, and you know what we're doing, and I know what you're doing, and well, yeah, I just, whatever's going on, and look over there, there's a squirrel.
The ramblings of an old leftist clown who should have been put out to pasture years ago. But the Democrats folks listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, thankfully, I'm glad you're here, showed their desperation by cheating Joe Biden into office. And now we get the obvious. That's right. Nothing new. You're not going to hear anything new on my program. You're going to hear perspective. Now, when I tell my personal stories, that may be new to you, but it is all to provide perspective. And I promise you, no matter how long you listen, if you are a critical thinking individual, a conservative, people who listen to things and discern and use your, here it comes, common sense, I'm not going to teach you very much. I'm just going to help you hone the skill that you already have. But I'm still glad you're here. Here's Joe Biden talking about inflation. He doesn't understand where it comes from.
The fact is that if we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it will bring down the cost for average families. Bring down the cost for average families. I don't know why they keep moving on that, but the fact is they keep down the cost for average families.
If they'll just do it, I tell them the cost will come down. What's up with this inflation stuff? I don't know. What y'all talking about? Didn't y'all know I gave y'all Juneteenth? I know I ain't talking to black folks, but I just wanted to remind people that Joe Biden gave America Juneteenth as a national holiday. Because, whoo, that's certainly going to help out. Oh, and what about that 16 cents he said you got back on July the 4th last year? Well, don't spend it all in one place, America. After every weekend or big event like the Super Bowl, I see leftism at its finest, folks, and I come on this very program and I show it to you. And it's as ugly as a ballerina's toes. I'm talking jacked up. Welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, talking about the leftists who are nothing but hypocrites on all political issues, not some, all. They have no intention of solving problems. If you want to know why whatever problem you have persists, generally speaking, if it is not getting solved, if things are not moving forward, it is run by leftists. It's that simple. So if something's getting accomplished, it's generally, I'm going to tell you, it's generally conservatives that say, I don't care whether it's your HOA, if it's dog catcher, if it's a school board, if it's a community housing, if it gets done, we need new plants. You know what conservatives do? They go out, they buy plants, they organize a group of people to get together, usually old folks, gardeners or whatever, and they say, let's go plant some stuff. They need plants over at the rec center. And they go get it done. If you left it up to bureaucratic leftists, it would never get done. The rec center would probably be abandoned, and there'd be $50 million allocated to it, and the thing would still be condemned. They don't get anything done, and they don't want to get anything done. Hypocrites. Last week, I talked about Democrats, for the most part, backing away from Wu Flu. The ruse. It's obvious it's a ruse. Let me play you a couple of things just to illustrate that it is a ruse. Here's what's starting to happen.
Dr. Anthony Fauci now says the full-blown pandemic days of COVID are nearly over. Dr. Leanna Wen, who once argued for universal vaccine mandates, is now saying that masks should be optional. The governors of New York and California are rolling back certain mandatory mask policies in their states and being hailed by fellow leftists as leading the way back to normal. Despite the fact that states like Florida have been back to normal for well over a year and have been doing just fine. And we're supposed to believe this is because Omicron cases are on the decline and because it's now known to be mild and uncontrollably contagious. even though we've always known that, and even though these are the same leftists who are using Omicron to enact even more tyrannical mandates not a month ago, now suddenly everything's okay. This has about as much to do with COVID as it does the Constitution, so nothing. This is about November. The fact that a major election is now a mere 9 months away, and it's a tricky time game and an embarrassingly transparent one at that. How long can we hold on to all this power while still giving ourselves enough wiggle room to save our butts at the ballot box? Biden's predicted winter of death is now coming to a close, which means they have 9 months to try to bail out of this sinking ship, patch up the leaky hull, and give us time to forget. We won't.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was from Media Research Center. I don't know the young lady's name who was doing it, but I like her passion. Yeah. And you know what she did? She told you the obvious. The obvious. What have I been saying to you? Oh, yeah, I know if you're new to the program, here's what I suggest you do. Let me give you some suggestions, okay? First of all, disregard the sexiness of my voice. That's too funny. Okay, let me give you some real suggestions. Go back and listen to old shows, and you will be enthralled. You will become beguiled with me, because you'll see I'm very consistent. You could go back 10 years. I don't know how many shows we have on, but we got a bunch of them. I've done more shows than the big boys, than Ben Shapiro and Dan Bongino combined. I've done more shows than they have. I don't make a fraction of the money, but I'll put it to you this way. You go back, you listen to my shows anytime you want, and you compare them to the people that are out there, and I will tell you, you're going to find out I'm very informative the entire time. And I walk you through this stuff, and I put you in a mindset. I'm not bragging. My words come from the Lord. They do. And I'm not trying to make it sound like, you know, like they're going to be writing books about me some years from now, like, you know, yea, verily, Kevin said. It's not like that. I'm saying God inspires me to say what I say, and he's given me the brain that lets me put things in perspective. And I already know I'm pretty good at it, because Justice Thomas said it himself. And I say it publicly, because if anybody ever sees Justice Thomas and says that Kevin Jackson's always bragging about you saying he's so whatever, and Justice Thomas will say, I said that to Kevin in my chambers when we were at the Supreme Court building. He will admit it. I guarantee you. Anyway, this girl says, November is what this is about. It's transparent. The Democrats need wiggle room because they predicted what she called the winter of death. Were we all supposed to die this winter from COVID? Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! And nothing happened. Tons to talk about today. The obvious, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Russia could invade Ukraine any day now. 130,000 troops amassed on the border. The Chinese could invade Taiwan any day now. Iran probably has already got a nuke. They're threatening the world with their nuke, certainly Israel. North Korea is firing off missiles. We've got massive inflation in America. We've got people that don't want to go to work because welfare is so good. We've got an economy in triage. We've got all kinds of major issues going on in the world, domestic and foreign. Wu flu nonsense, trucker strikes, supply chain issues, and I could go on, folks. Chinese feasting on America's woes. All things that would not have happened under Trump. Taliban getting ransom money for journalists and other Americans and people trapped in that godforsaken third world crap hole known as Afghanistan. You know what Biden's focused on? The NFL needs more diversity. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is the radio show portion of that. I hope that we intrigue you enough to where you go look at all the things that we do. Please do. And I will tell you right now, we won't beg you to do anything. We will earn what we think is your respect. And if we do that, I really want you to take a look at what we do. I was telling my merch, my branding person, her name is Angie. She's an amazing lady. I said, we got to really get people to understand what our message is. And our merch has to make people understand that, you know, it's meant to drive the message. It takes guts to wear our merch or to have a cup that says what it says. It's merchandise for the unapologetic American. I have nothing to apologize for in being an American. And I will not apologize for being an American. I hope you won't either. So, you know, merch, it's funny because I have friends that sell a ton of merch. I'm talking about they profit hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars a year. And I think, and I wish them nothing but success, but it doesn't drive anything. I can't do that. I can't say, oh, let's do something because it's really popular. Mine has to make fun of something or drive home a message. So I hope you will feel confident in getting that message. Let people know. Get a cup, you know, that says Captain Demento. Biden is Captain Demento. Or whatever. I don't know what we sell. But it's all messaging that I've developed. The team has developed. And I hope you'll get it. Anyway, Joe Biden's demented, folks. He's a crazy man. And Americans should demand that he take a cognitive test or a series of them. I played clips last the segment where Biden's just blah, 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 blah. And you're going, what did he just say? And a letter signed by 37 Republican colleagues and sponsored by Texas Representative Dr. Ronnie Jackson. He warns of Biden's mental decline and forgetfulness, and he says it's become more apparent over the past 2 years. And he wants the 79-year-old Joe Biden to take a cognitive aptitude test, just as former President Trump did. My colleagues and I are again asking Biden to immediately undergo a formal cognitive screening exam, such as the Montreal Cognitive Assessment. As a former physician to 3 presidents of the United States, he says, I know what it takes mentally and physically to execute the duties of the commander-in-chief and head of state. He was the White House doctor to former presidents George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. That covers the gambit. George W. Bush, W., was a moderate at best, a left-leaning moderate. Barack Obama was a flat-out leftist, and Donald Trump is on the right. So this isn't a guy that's got a dog in the fight. He's going, look, man, I've watched guys have to perform. It is a stressful job. And so I played those clips of Biden, and by the way, there are many others. Let me put it this way. If you want to look for ways to look for things where Biden is showcased, his dementia, there's no shortage of them. You can't let this guy get in front of a camera because he's going to embarrass you. This is why they handle him to such a degree. And I'm going to tell you, you could go back and look at Joe Biden when he was in his 50s, and he's very vibrant. He's talking, you know, he's like, and now he talks like, yeah, this is, and he's easily distracted. And his, you can see the brain, what they call fog, the brain fog. It's just true. And I keep going back to the level of desperation you have to put that clown in charge, and that's what the Democrats did. But look, if that's the strategy they want to run with, go for it. I don't care. From a purely partisan point of view, leave him in and tout Kamala Harris because they're both frauds. But for the good of the country, and this is where I put this aside, let me put it a different way because I think you can relate to what I'm about to say. If Donald Trump, during his presidency, were exhibiting the things that Joe Biden was exhibiting, I can guarantee you, I would be saying, you know what? The dude has lost it. He's lost it. I know he was our champion for a while, but he's lost it. We cannot depend on a dude who doesn't know where he is. You know he's wearing Depends underneath that suit. This is a guy that doesn't know when to go to the bathroom. He has to be told everything. He gets tucked in. They put his thumb in his mouth or his passy, And they got to lock the doors and make sure he doesn't roam the halls of the White House butt naked. That's the way I picture this old fool. And, oh, Kevin, you're being disrespectful to the presidency. No, I'm not. I revere the office of the presidency. But I don't revere when you put a demented clown in it. Look, I don't know who's visited the Oval Office, who's been in there. There's probably been some fools. Just because you stood in there doesn't mean I have to respect you. Joe Biden is a placeholder. And what's funny to me is how he and the Democrats try to act as if he really is the guy. He did it. He did nothing. He cheated. And I don't know, I'm not going to get caught up in all that because that's a whole other subject. I've covered it enough. But I do believe that the world, well, certainly Americans, the 40 million people that voted for Joe Biden need to know, is he really insane? And as I've said many times, whoever voted for Joe Biden, if you think Joe Biden is sick, look at the people who voted for him. The dude is a mess. And so are they. Because anybody with half a brain wouldn't, well, forget it. Because, you know, there we go again, talking about Joe Biden and his brain. The guy should be impeached. 25th Amendment, you know, notwithstanding, he should be impeached. You want to know why? He should be impeached on his handling of the economy, an economy that has created decades of high inflation. It's as if he's trying to go against us. Poor people can't afford food. They can't afford housing or fuel. Some products aren't even available. He should be impeached just on incompetence alone, what he's done to this economy. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And in breaking news, Prince Andrew has agreed to settle a sexual assault lawsuit from Virginia Giuffre, according to her lawyer, David Boies. The summons settlement is not being disclosed, and the letter to the court says Prince Andrew intends to make a substantial donation in support of victims' rights.
Gouffre alleged that Jeffrey Epstein trafficked her to Prince Andrew, who she claimed took advantage and sexually abused her when she was 17. From the beginning, Prince Andrew has denied the allegations. A new poll shows that over 66% of Democrats would like to see Hillary Clinton investigated for any role she may have had in trying to manufacture former President Donald Trump's ties to Russia in an attempt to smear him. That's a rise of over 20% since last October. The most recent court documents reveal that Special Counsel John Durham's investigation is ready to prove that the Clinton campaign tried to infiltrate computer systems at Trump Tower and the White House. This is USA Radio News. The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have now agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against the maker of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six educators in 2012. Remington, which made the Bushmaster AR-15-style rifle used in the massacre, also agreed to allow the families to release numerous documents obtained during the lawsuit, including ones showing how it marketed the weapon. The families and a survivor of the shooting sued Remington in 2015, saying the company should have never sold such a dangerous weapon to the public. They said their focus now is on preventing future mass shootings. The city of New York fired more than 1,400 workers who failed to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccine mandate, according to the mayor's office. Over 64% worked for the city's education department. The United Federation of Teachers, the public school teachers union, said last week 700 of its members had been given notice that they would be fired. The union joined with others to block the firings, but a judge ruled in favor of the city. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president also claiming in December that inflation had peaked. Joining me now, Missouri Congressman Jason Smith. He's a ranking member of the House Budget Committee. Mm-hmm. Congressman Smith, good morning. Your reaction to Biden's kind of dismissal of Lester Holt and all the Americans who are hurting, who are seeing their wages fall when adjusted for inflation?
The president needs to come to outstate America, to real America, to experience what everyday Americans face whenever they go to the grocery store to put food on their table, clothes on their backs, or gasoline in their cars. The check engine light is on and flashing in Biden's economy. We, as Americans, are facing the highest spike in prices in 40 years. We've surpassed $30 trillion in debt. Businesses have a chronic worker shortage, and then of course the supply chain crisis is nowhere to an end, and it's all the result of Biden's economy.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was a Missouri congressman discussing Bidenflation. That's what it's called. Here's another, and we played this clip the other day, but I want to make sure you understand. I'm just reporting the news, and these are the numbers. These are not made up by me. These are the numbers that are coming. And I think this may be CNN, but here's the information on inflation.
As Americans are now shelling out even more money, consider some of these numbers. The cost of a new vehicle up more than 12%. The cost of furniture up more than 9%. And the amount you're paying at the grocery store up 7.4% compared to this time a year ago.
Inflation is up. It's up.
Prices are skyrocketing with no signs they're coming down soon. Gas prices up a whopping 40%. Furniture, used cars, and electricity also seeing a surge. At the grocery store, staples like eggs and pork are more expensive.
With the cost of food, you just have to bite the bullet. And, you know, some things you just have to sacrifice.
We are discussing the obvious today, folks. And the obvious is that when you put leftists in charge of things, you get what you get. Welcome back. A guy wrote this, not so value meal. From cereal and bacon to gas and cars, prices have soared at the fastest rate in 40 years. Inflation is starting to dent corporate profits across industries. Toyota saw earnings drop 20% last quarter on chip shortages. Yum Brands, the owner of KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut, said rising ingredient costs and wages hurt its bottom line. Unilever, that owns Ben & Jerry's Dove Soap is taking a hit on transportation cost. The Fed wants to rein in prices with at least 3 interest rate hikes this year. Regardless, shipping giant Maersk says supply shortages aren't easing up anytime soon. So, we've learned that when you put a demented clown in the office of the presidency and a guy who knows nothing about supply chain, who's never had to do anything that comes remotely close to running a business outside of his crooked family racketeering enterprise run by his crackhead son Hunter, this is what you get. And I know people, Kevin, you're being harsh on him. No, I'm not. I can't be harsh enough. Harken back, folks, a year and a half ago under Trump, were we talking about rampant inflation? Of course not. What's funny is, in a time of quantitative easing under Obama, where they were printing money to make up for the affirmative action baby black Jesus presidency, they went the exact opposite with Trump. They actually did exact, because Trump built such a strong economy, they said, you know, we don't need quantitative easing. They didn't even have to artificially keep inflation down because he was building an economy that worked. Joe Biden doesn't have a clue. This is insane that we even talk about this stuff. And you know what it's all about? It's all because of the Wu flu nonsense. If they didn't have to keep that scam going, then, you know, all would be good. Dave Rubin of the Rubin Report, he talks about the Wu flu scandal. And I want to play a little bit of it. I don't know how long this clip is, but it's worth it. And it goes to show you everything these people did in order to ruin the economy that they now want to try to act like they're going to rebuild. America is not going to forget this. Here's Rubin's clip.
The narrative is actually moving in real time. We have seen it in the last 24 or 48 hours where suddenly, oh, masks, maybe they're not great. Maybe we should open up things. Maybe we've been really the one saying this the whole time. This is CNN's Liana Wen. She is one of their medical correspondents. She's the former president of Planned Parenthood. That's just an interesting tidbit of information there. And we've got a bit of a compilation of her on how the science has changed.
Do you agree with the move?
I do. There was a time and place for pandemic restrictions, but when they were put in, it was always with the understanding that they would be removed as soon as we can. And in this case, circumstances have changed. Case counts are declining. Also, the science has changed. We know that vaccines protect very well against Omicron, which is the dominant variant. Everyone 5 and older have widespread access to vaccines. And we also know about one-way masking, the idea that even if other people around you are not wearing masks, if you wear a high-quality mask, that also protects you, the wearer, too. And so in this case, I'm not saying, I don't think anyone really is saying that no one should ever wear masks, but rather that the responsibility should shift from a government mandate imposed from the state or the local district or the school. Rather, it should shift to an individual responsibility by the family, who can still decide that their child can wear a mask if needed.
Man, that is just extraordinary. I'm not for gulags for my political opponents, but I don't know what you do with someone like her. I mean, that is profoundly evil. She has been pushing mandates. She has been pushing masks, the idea that everyone has to wear them. Now she's saying you can wear two and they shouldn't have to do it. Also, the science has changed. No, the science hasn't changed. And this idea that suddenly, oh, now we know that the vaccines work on Omicron. 2 weeks ago, they were telling us it didn't work on Omicron, and that's why everybody was getting COVID over Christmas and New Year's and everything else. So now here's the compilation of her saying completely the opposite over the past 2 years.
One other thing that we're seeing now, and I think this is a response to the rise of Delta, is more willingness among governmental authorities and others to mandate the vaccine. We saw that yesterday the VA said it's going to require the vaccine for its employees. We saw the mayor of New York, the governor of California. Do you anticipate seeing more in this vein, more requirements?
Yes, and it cannot come soon enough. You can remain unvaccinated if you so choose, but if you want to be in public, and potentially could be infecting others with a dangerous and sometimes fatal disease that's highly transmissible, then there's an obligation of society. I mean, I think you could have an opt-out the way that France, for example, or Italy and other countries are doing, saying that if you want to be in bars, restaurants, movie theaters, etc., either be vaccinated or have proof of a recent negative test. I hope that we move in that direction as a country here, because at the end of the day, I don't really understand why people have the choice to be infecting our vulnerable children or immunocompromised people or even others who have taken the responsible choice to get vaccinated.
Sure, and I just first want to clarify that I was opposed to the CDC back in May when they lifted the indoor mask requirement. I thought that the honor code was never going to work, that when vaccinated and unvaccinated people are mixing, unless there is proof of vaccination, everybody should still be wearing masks. And so I actually support what the CDC is now doing, which is going back to this indoor mask requirement, because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated, that they have been walking around without masks. And in fact, that's what led to the surge that we're seeing.
The vaccine is the ticket back to pre-pandemic life. And the window to do that is really narrowing. I mean, you were mentioning, Prince, about how all these states are reopening. They're reopening at 100%. And we have a very narrow window to tie reopening policy to vaccination status. Because otherwise, if everything is reopened, then what's the carrot going to be? How are we going to incentivize people to actually get the vaccine? So that's why I think the CDC and the Biden administration needs to come out a lot bolder and say, if you're vaccinated, you can do all these things. Here are all these freedoms that you have. Because otherwise, people are going to go out and enjoy these freedoms anyway.
There you have it, folks. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm speechless. They're telling you it isn't even a secret. Wow. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. This isn't a secret. They were using this in order to, it had to be, you had to get it in your head that there was the only possibility of you going back to normal was if you got vaccinated. Now, look. I get these questions out.
Kevin, what, I wish I could say what you say because I wish I'm black or whatever.
Well, you had your chance to say what I said, because you know what I said on this very program? I'm not getting vaccinated under penalty of death. And I stuck to it. And you know what happened? These clowns did exactly what I knew they would do. They had to back off. It's the obvious move.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
One of the funniest memes I've seen recently touched on something I said on this very show not that long ago. And here's the meme essentially as a lady is speaking. Pardon me, is speaking to Groucho Marx. And she says, Biden and Harris were sent by God. And Groucho Marx replies, did he run out of locusts? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I call Democrats the worst pestilence you could possibly unleash on mankind. I said it. I meant it. They know it. It isn't like I'm giving them some news they don't know. Let me tell you something. Here's a dirty little inside secret of Democrats. I know because I've hung out with them. I study them. They don't like each other.
Yeah, see, we like each other. There are people listening to my voice right now. I can tell you with certainty. They're saying, Kevin, when are you going to be back in town, man? When are we going to get together, man? Come on. And I'm going, man, I can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to go eat some tacos, some fish tacos with Bob. I'm playing golf with Stu and maybe Denmark and some other guys. I'm going to hang out with Sorbo. We're going to talk about movies and go visit a school that a friend of mine runs called G-Star, an amazing school. I got the Gorkhas interested in that and the Heritage Foundation. There is not a place I go where somebody isn't, we're not ready to see each other. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to be in town. Oh my gosh. Democrats can't stand each other. They tolerate each other. If one of them goes, I'm coming to town, they're like, oh, gosh, here comes this pretentious son of a gun. Oh, yeah, great, I can't wait to see you. We'll go out to all the cool places, and then they have to figure out where they go so they can out-cool one another. They're already, you know what they think? I got to go spend a fortune. I got to go get new Jimmy Choo's. I got to go buy a new outfit. I got to go get my hair and my nails done and all that. They can't just be no. Do you think when I go see Bob and eat some fish tacos and I'm going to go get my hair done? Negro, please. I'm just going to go hang out with Bob and his lovely wife and probably smoke some cigars with some buddies. And I'm not going to do anything different. I'll probably wear stuff that's 2 years out of style. Well, I don't even know that I have anything that recent. I'm going to go wear stuff that's 5 years out of style. And we're going to go hang out with each other. And nobody's going to be judging and looking at each other, looking at the shoes and going, ooh, look at them shoes. He think he's something. Nothing. Just going to go have some fun. Good food, laughter. Democrats can't do that. Oh, no. When you get around Democrats, you better know your FBI statistics on crime. You want them? Here's some statistics for you. Number of homicides in 2020 increased nearly 30% from 2019. Largest single year increase the agency has recorded since it began tracking these crimes in the 1960s. Donald Trump tried to do something about it, but you know what? These defund the police zealots, these idiot leftists are the reason for it. There were more than 21,500 murders in the year 2020. A total not seen since the mid-1990s. Violent crime up 5.6% from 2019. They estimated the number of aggravated assault and offenses rose 12.1%. And the reason why they have to estimate this is because it's higher. Non-negligent manslaughter offenses, get this, increased 29.4%. This is people killing each other, not playing, but just being mad at you. Me mugging. Like my little nephew who got killed on the highway in a road rage incident. He's one of these statistics. And I could go on. Motor vehicle thefts through the roof. 28% increase in all violent crime per the National Crime Victimization Survey. And here's what's interesting. You want to put a number on it? They said, a preliminary government estimate shows a 25% increase, year increase in killings in 2020. In larger cities, the number of homicides remain higher than usual through the early months of 2021. By the way, I don't have the 2021 numbers. But here's what they say. They estimate the rise in homicides likely translated into an additional 4,000 to 5,000 people killed across this country compared with the year before. So, I give you death. I give you enough death for us to say, you know what? Let's take a look at this. We need to seriously investigate this and get to its core. Do you think Democrats are doing it? The defund the police crowd. We're the defund the police crowd. This is obvious stuff, folks. You know the smash and grabs we talk about, all this organized shoplifting crime? It is organized by leftists. It is organized by Democrats. That's what it is. And they got every excuse in the book.
Well, you know, COVID did it. It was COVID because people were locked down in this. And COVID made people kill more people. COVID is making people shoplift. And COVID is making the economy bad. And COVID and COVID and COVID.
You know what? Somebody needs to go put COVID in jail. Oh, that's right. They're trying. An additional 4,000 to 5,000 people killed. How many more people were wounded?
What is that number? Is it 20,000? Is it enough for them to go, you know what? We better start addressing it. Because I'm going to make you a bet. The number of people maimed or killed from leftists and their policies probably rivals the real numbers of people dying from Wu Flu. Certainly it's enough to get on the radar screen, don't you think? Come on, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com. We've been discussing the obvious all day, folks. All show. The NFL and the obvious. Their virtue signaling on every front. Oh, we love women and we love black people and we love Asians and we love this and we love that and the LGBTQ and whatever. And they don't care about anything except corporate profits and the elites making their money. And the sad part about it is they're going about it the wrong way. They host a halftime show where Eminem takes a knee. They haven't learned a thing. I will never watch another football game until they stop with woke. And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm sick of seeing every time I get on my computer, COVID this. If you Google anything about health, they give you COVID numbers, COVID stats. That's going to go away soon because these suckers have to backtrack. But they're not just backtracking on COVID, Wu Flu. They're backtracking on everything. They're backtracking on defund the police. They're backtracking on their tax policy. They have to backtrack. Why? Because they got to fool you so they can keep power. They got to make you believe that at some point they got to shift this polling. They got to make you think that Joe Biden's doing good. And hey, the world has turned around and we knew it. We told you it would get worse before it got better. But now it's getting better, isn't it? And so your gasoline that went from $2 to $4, when it goes down to $3.20, they're going to tell you it's better. And they hope you will forget. They're going to tell you, oh, listen, we've fixed the supply chain problem. So what? You're still paying 30% more for everything. The shelves are full. Everything they do is a misdirection and some sort of way to make you look at the thing differently.
Hey, we got you more money in your paycheck.
Yeah, really? Well, is it enough to cover inflation? Not even close. You know, by the way, they didn't get you more money. They're not helping you in any way. I don't want to go back through and talk about all the things that we continue to talk about. Look at the consumer price index of anything that you buy and tell me that what you make kept up with it. Tell me that your stock portfolio kept up with it. Tell me anything. But let me tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies. Because let me tell you something, this government doesn't know how to help you. It doesn't. Even if it knew how to help you, here's the worst part, it wouldn't do it. They had the boilerplate. They had the boilerplate for withdrawal from Afghanistan. They had the boilerplate for how do you keep Russia out of Ukraine. They had the boilerplate for how do you keep the Chinese in check and grow the American economy and not the Chinese economy. They had the boilerplate for how do you keep crime in check. You name it. The boilerplates are there. Do they follow it? No. And you have to ask yourself this question every time you think about leftism. Why? Why do you not follow something that's working? It's because you want it broke. And the reason you want it broke is you make money off of it when it's broken. Look at these congressmen. You want to know how many of them invested in Moderna before Moderna ever got a contract from the government? Go look. Dozens of them got invested in Moderna. You think that was by accident? This is a company that just Pfizer recorded, what, $54 billion in sales? What were they doing before that? How much money did they make? I mean, I looked at the numbers. They were a big company, but the government's keeping them propped up. But $54 billion from one medicine, profitable from day one, immune from indemnity. They never have to worry about seeing those lawsuit commercials about Wu Flu nonsense, and they withhold data, won't tell you anything. Folks, the obvious is in front of your face every single day. Democrats are responsible for this stuff. Crime, store closings, you name it. They're making life miserable for people.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.